Yes, sir.
Carl Albert for me, right, please?
Yes, sir.
Yes, please.
President, we'd like to talk to Congressman Carl Albert. His home number. I don't have it.
I have it here then.
Thank
okay,
you.
Dear, fine.
Yes.
Congressman Carl Albert.
We think tonight, after talking to the Justice Department and the Secretary of State, we think we ought to have the highest level commission we can have to study the reports relating to the assassination of the president.
Right.
And the FBI will be in, and we don't want anything going on in the House, Senate, this bunch of television cameras, a lot of loose testimony around Eastland's committee and otherwise saying that.
We've got it all under control.
Khrushchev's done this, or Castro's done this, or something else, because it could be very dangerous. I'm going to try to get this Chief Justice to serve as chairman of it.
Yes.
Senator Russell, Senator Cooper, Congressman Boggs. You've been talking a good deal about it, and Representative Ford, and Alan Dulles, Republican, John McCloy. Now that's who I'm thinking of.
Mm-hmm.
Have you got any suggestions or any better ones?
No, those are fine. What's wrong with those?
They may be a good many Republicans, but I think that this ought to be a partisan thing, and I think nobody looks upon McCloy or Chief Justice either as Republican. Ford, I guess, is he a pretty vicious Republican?
Well, he's fairly level-headed, you know, and he's
pretty
respected on his side.
Pretty judicious?
Well, yes, he is.
Is he a lawyer?
I don't know whether he's a lawyer or not. I assume he is, but I've never checked it. Never had a case to know.
The reason I was suggesting Hale is because he'd been talking about it and relating to it. If it didn't take your time and wouldn't work you to death, I'd be glad to put you on.
I really don't want it.
I don't think you ought to ask the speaker to go on it. And I thought that I'd rather have you than anybody in the House of Representatives. And I talked to him about that, but then I don't know how you're going to mess around with this thing and be a leader.
No, I agree with you. I think Hale is a good man for it. He's been interested in having it done. I think it should be done. Since we're not going to have a jury verdict on that man's dad, it's important that that some commission say something about it, I think. You know, since Oswald was killed before he was tried, I think it's very important that you have somebody, and I think you better take it away from the headline hunters out on the Hill. And I think you have by this. So I'm all for it, and I like your committee. The speaker didn't think his first impression was that there shouldn't be anybody from the judiciary on it, since they might have to pass on the issue. But
he's not going to pass on Oswald. He's deader than hell.
That's right. So I think Warren should be chairman of it, just between your name. Sir, I think it's perfect.
Well, I haven't done it. I'm drafting an executive order, and I don't need to, but I believe it's better to do it than not to do it.
I do, too, and I think you ought to do it before everybody starts moving in. Now, I had a letter from Danny Fussell, and the speaker and I talked it over. He thought his committee had jurisdiction. Other committees thought they had jurisdiction, and they were all going to start putting in resolutions, and of course a few have put them in. We've buried them in the Rules Committee, and I think this will shut it up. I think that's what you should do.
And you'll protect my flank on it.
Yes, sir. And I'll tell you one other thing. I'll never bother you, but whenever you need me, I'm there.
I know that. I know that. And that's what makes it possible to do this job. Did you, I thought you all treated me very good the other day, and are you quite generous?
Listen, it was terrific. I have not heard one word, not word one.
About 100-1 with the wires.
That wasn't, well...
I got seven. I got one from Knoxville, Tennessee, and one from... Two or three from Mississippi criticized me, and one from Pennsylvania, the six from the South, and they were criticizing the civil rights part of it. But the rest is about 100-1.
And I've heard some Southerners right down in the middle of the South say that was the only thing you could do. Many people have ranked it as one of the great speeches that's been delivered on the Hill this century. You'd be surprised. I mean it. And it was. Take it from me. I think I've touched as many bases as anybody, and I know on the House side, I know that the only person, that one or two people from Mississippi had to say that I wish he hadn't have dealt with civil rights, but privately they said,
yes. That's incidentally, they want me to help them get the postmasters back. I wish you'd talk to me about that and see what we ought to do about it.
Sure, maybe we can work it out.
Talk to them. I don't know whether we ought to or not,
but
you think about it and I'll be talking to you.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.